Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord, tonight, my God. Thank you, Lord, tonight, my God, that we serve a risen Savior, my God. That, Lord Jesus, tonight, my God, Lord, that it is you, my God, Lord, who still lives. That it is you, my God, Lord, who's still working, my God. And I pray, my God, that this meeting would go as you would want it to, my God. That you would be glorified in this place. And that, Heavenly Father, my God, Lord, that you would move by your power and your spirit. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Let's encourage our brother Roy as he comes and shares. Let's encourage him, amen.
Amen. Do you know, I'm encouraged to see this tent. I'm encouraged to see so many people in it. And it's really encouraging to be here. But what I want to share with everybody tonight is... What I'd like to share with the brothers and sisters here tonight is about the work of Ireland. For 4 years now, I've been going to Ireland. I went for a look, and the Lord put the love in my heart for the people. But I want to encourage every last one of us for giving to the work of the Lord. I want to encourage us for supporting the brothers that's done the runs and stuff. And today on this field, through your prayers and for the money that you just give to help do the work there, we have more than 4 families on the field today. Amen. And that's glory to God. Amen. You know, I want to share, when I went to Ireland, first of all, some of the sites we was being flogged off. But today, we have the Stokes family here, Ned and his family. We have Paul Powers and his family here. We have the Gallaghers and their families here. And we have Patrick Dunn and his family here. And that encourages me, brothers and sisters, because sometimes we look for hundreds of people, but God starts with a one or two. And what I'm actually here for tonight is to beg. I know sometimes we don't like it, but it's God's work. And you are the children of God, and God uses his instruments to give to the work of God. And also, just to encourage us, we also have some families, our brothers and sisters, that's going to be going back to Ireland. They're taking the wives and the children there. And they're going to be doing the work of the Lord there for a while till the Lord puts on their heart to move. But their idea is to try and build a church in Ireland like we, that's our idea. One day we would like to see in Ireland a Life and Light church built with the men from Ireland raised and doing the work. Amen. And that's glory to God. But tonight I have a little book here. It's called the God's Travellers. And this is the man who started the work with the Egyptian travel people in France. I was told that he was praying to go to a foreign missionary, and the Lord sent him to the Egyptian traveling people, whatever you want to call yourselves. And this is in this book here is history. When these books is gone, there's no more. But on that stall over there, we have some books to sell. They're only £5 a piece, but all the money is going to the work of Ireland. So I would ask, not now, but after the meeting, that you would maybe go and buy yourself a book, because the money goes to the work of Ireland. And like I said earlier on, I want to thank the Lord that the Lord's put on the heart of brothers and sisters to take the family over there and do the work. And there's brothers and sisters in Ireland which is going to church now. You know, for the last 4 years we've had missions over there, and the missions have been very, 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 very good. And you're all welcome to come to the missions and see the work for yourselves. When you see what's going on, listen, your heart bleeds for the people, and God puts a love in your heart for the people. And I want to thank the Lord for the work that the brothers, way before our time, 30 year, 35 year, 20 year, for our brother Gilbert and the other brothers and sisters and everybody else that went there with the French brothers and sisters. You know, God uses his instruments, and it doesn't matter what we know, as long as we're willing to go and do the work the Lord has called us to do. And I want to thank the Lord for that tonight, brothers and sisters. So if the Lord put it in your heart just to maybe buy one of these books for a fiver, a McDonald's costs more than a fiver today, buy one of these books and support the work in Ireland. May the Lord bless every one of you.